们请来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节跟第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样离近到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节
Verse 10.
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。请读
Verse 9. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serving the living and true God. Verse 10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from wrath to come.
啊，这个第九节跟第十节啊，哇，归纳起来，我们人生的信仰旅程有三个步骤。
So in verse 9 and 10, it tells us that in our faith we have there are three parts.
啊，第一个步骤就是要归向神。
And the first is to return to God. 啊 ，return to God.
第二个是要服侍神。
Second is to serve God.
啊，第三个是要等候神。
And thirdly is to wait for God.
啊，从信仰的方向来看哦，这就是我们活着三个内容。
And from our lives, this is one of the three purposes for our lives.
哦，但是这三件事情互相都有关系的。
From each of these three things, there are matters concerning them.
啊，我们人有短程的目标。
For men, we have our short-term goals.
学生就是求学。
First, for students, it is to be educated and graduate.
父母就是养孩子。
For parents, it is to raise our children.
上班就是赚钱。
For our work life, it is to earn money.
这个都是短程的。
These are all our short-term goals.
短程就是会过去的。
Our short-term goals will pass.
所以你求学完了就毕业了。
For students, after they are done with their studies, they graduate.
工作完就退休了。
For work, once we are done, we retire.
那小孩子长大就只剩夫妻两个了，空巢期。
And for the parents, once their children have grown up and left the home, the parents are left with an empty home.
那到底人生最后的追求是什么？
But for men, what is our final ultimate goal?
第十节就告诉我们，就是等候神。
In verse 10, it tells us to wait for God.
等候主耶稣从天降临。
We wait for the time when Jesus comes from heaven.
那他要救我们脱离将来的愤怒。
And he will save us and bring us to the reward that we will receive at the end.
从圣经的预言，主耶稣再来啊，啊，天地都要结束。
When Jesus comes, both heaven and earth will disappear.
那是最可怕的一天。
And that will be the most horrifying day.
人类历史没有一天比那更可怕。
There is no other day in human history that will be more terrifying than that day.
那是九一没有办法比较的。
Even September 11th will not compare to that day.
那个从来没有想象过的。
It is a day that we will never ever thought about.
因为那一天是主耶稣带着公义下来。
Because that day is when Jesus will bring his judgment.
也是主耶稣的愤怒已经积到最后一点了，他已经忍不下去就下来了。
And it was and it's the last day.
他的愤怒已经积到他忍耐不下去，所以他就下来。
And it is the day when his patience has finally reached its limit, and he will come to earth.
这一天一定会到。
And this day will come.
因为这是整个圣经的预言。
Because this is the final prophecy and promise in the Bible.
但是那一天主要救我们将来脱离他的愤怒。
But at that day, Jesus will come to deliver us from the wrath to come.
就是我们要享受神的荣耀的时候。
And it is that day when we will receive the glory from God.
那怎么来等候他呢？
And how do we wait for him?
就是要服侍他。
We wait for Jesus by serving him.
这里说要服侍又真又活的神。
In verse 9, it tells us to serve the living and true God.
为什么要讲真神？
Why does the Bible mention the true God?
因为这个价值才不会消失。
Because with the true God, the sacrifice that we make will not go empty.
所以哥林多前书十五章是在讲盼望，讲的最高的最好的一章圣经。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it tells the highest elevation of our hope.
那人的盼望从哪里来？
And where does the hope of man come from?
从主耶稣复活来的。
The hope of man comes from the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
如果主耶稣没有复活，
If Jesus did not resurrect,
我们今天信耶稣都白信了。
Then all Christians, the belief of all Christians have gone in vain.
如果主耶稣没有复活，
If Jesus has not resurrected,
他就是死在罪里面。
Then Jesus has died in sin.
有罪的才会被死捆绑。
Only those with sin will be bound by death.
那如果主耶稣没有复活，他就没有办法救我们脱离罪。
If Jesus has not resurrected, then he cannot save us from our own sins.
那信耶稣也不能复活。
And then all Christians cannot resurrect.
所以主耶稣的复活代表我们人的一个盼望。
Thus, the resurrection of Jesus Christ represents the hope for all Christians.
那这个神是真的。
And this God is true.
所以服侍神呢、啊，那个价值在哥林多前书十五章到最后他就讲，哦，要坚固不可动摇。
And thus, because the resurrection of Jesus Christ is our hope, the price that we pay, as mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, is something that cannot be moved.
要多做神的工。
Thus, we must do more work for God.
最后说，这个劳苦是不徒然的。
And because at the end, it says that the work, the labor that we have put in will not go in vain.
什么是不徒然？
And what does it mean that not be in vain?
就是它的果效不会消失。
It is that the fruits of the labor will never die.
地上的劳苦有天上的果效。
That the labor we put on earth will have its reward in heaven.
那有时候地上的劳苦也有地上神给我们的赏赐。
In addition, the labor that we put on work will also receive will be blessed by God on earth.
因为我们服侍的是真的神。
Because the God that we serve is the true God.
那下面又说这个是活神。
In addition, in verse 9, it tells us that we have a living God.
这个活神就是跟人会有互动。
A living God will interact with mankind.
所以在以西结先知里面，我们可以看到他的服侍过程当中，神都一直跟他在互动。
In the book of Ezekiel, we see that Ezekiel or that mankind and God have an interaction.
那个互动就是人对神的体验。
And this interaction between man and God is the experience that man receive from God.
就使我们的信仰变成很活泼。
And the result is that our spirituality will become more active.
所以一个人信仰如果都没有体验，很可能他没有在服侍神。
When we find somebody whose spirituality is not very active, it's likely that he has never served God.
那你觉得说有啊，我就服侍神，我还是没有体验呢、啊？
Some might say that, well, yes, I do serve God, but I don't have any experiences.
如果我们真心照着圣经的方式去服侍神，你一定会有体验。
If we wholeheartedly serve God in accordance with the Bible, we will receive God's experience.
因为神就是我们的老板。
Because God is our boss.
我们在公司里面，你跟老板会有互动的。
When we are at work, we will have an interaction with our managers and boss.
那当我们在地上在服侍天上的神，跟那个神会有互动的。
When we serve God on earth, we will have, we will interact with our boss in heaven.
如果我们的服侍已经进到灵的深处在服侍，跟神会互动的。
If we serve God to the point where we enter the Spirit, of course, we will have an interaction with God.
但是如果我们的服侍是很表面的。
But if we serve God only superficially,
是做给人看，或者说别人叫我们做的。
And if we only serve to show other people that we are served, or only if we are served because we're told to serve,
很可能我们就没有什么体验。
Then we most likely we will not have any experiences.
因为我们心里最深处不是面对神。
Because in our heart we have not faced God.
如果我们真的好像在服侍老板一样。
If we serve God as if we are serving our boss on earth.
我每一天在做圣工，就是我心里是面对神，不是面对人。
Oh, if we serve God, if we serve every day in our life as if we are serving God and not man.
那神一定会有一个对你有一个互动，对你有你的服侍会神会一定会有一个回应。
Then naturally God will naturally respond to your servitude.
所以这里叫做。又真又活的神。
And thus, that is why the Bible mentions a living and true God.
那这个就是在告诉我们服侍神的价值。
And it also tells us the price, the value of serving God.
所以我们一生要服侍神，我们才能够等候神。
So when we serve God, then we can wait for God.
那当我们要服侍神的时候，我们就会想到一个问题。
When we serve God, we might come up with this question.
这个动力从哪里来？动机从哪里来？
So where does the motivation come from?
哦，这个非常重要。
This is very important.
我们知道一个人在选择公司的时候，常常有很多不同的原因。
People have many different reasons for choosing the occupation that they did. 哦，
有的是离家比较近。
Or some may have said that, well, it's closer to my home.
有的是配比较高。
Some may say because the salary is higher.
有的是工作升迁的机会比较大。
Or some might say the status and the promotion level is potential is much higher.
那有的是工作比较稳定。
And some might say that, well, the work is more stable.
福利比较好。
The lifestyle is much better.
所以这个都是人在选择一个公司考虑的一个条件。
These are all the considerations that we make when we choose our work.
那也就是人常常在衡量不同的公司在衡量，所以有时候人就公司跳来跳去。
And at times sometimes the work will be incompatible, change be incompatible with us, and that's why we jump from job to job.
那我们就在想，那我服侍神的动机在哪里？动力在哪里？
Thus we might ask ourselves, what is our motivation for serving God?
这个变成最重要的一点。
And this is the most important point.
这个会决定我们在服侍他的时候，他会不会回应，跟我们有互动。
This will determine whether God will respond to our labor for him.
那如果我们回到以西结先知来看。
If we return to Ezekiel and examine this.
我们看以西结书。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书的第一章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 1.
最后一节的最后几句话。
Let's read the last lines in the last verse.
这就是神荣耀的形象，我一看见在地，又就俯伏在地，一看见就俯伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。
And this was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. So when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one speaking.
这是一连串的动作都互相有关系的。
And so that all the appearance that he saw, the action that he did, this was the result.
他看见神的荣耀太伟大了。
He saw that
太不得了了，所以他就伏下来了。
Ezekiel saw the glory of God and felt so unworthy, and therefore he prostrated himself.
那他伏下来，就有一位跟他讲话。
And then when he prostrated himself, there was a voice that spoke to him.
这是第二章。
And thus it leads to chapter 2.
那这个第二章在讲什么？
What does chapter 2 talk about?
第二章就是对他一个使命的托付。
It is the mission that God has given Ezekiel.
所以第一章就看到让他看到神的荣耀。
In chapter 1, God allowed Ezekiel to see his glory.
第二章就是对他一个托付。
In chapter 2, it is the mission to Ezekiel.
这个是有关系的。
And there is a connection.
你要服侍我。
You have to work for me.
那我们就想说，神啊，那你要什么给我报偿呢？
And then you might mention, Lord, what will you do to help me?
如果我们在选择公司有这么多条件，难道我们服侍神用这些条件的判断吗？
Well, and when I labor there, I have these standards. When I serve God, what standards will I use?
服侍神升迁机会有多大？
When I serve God, how high will my salary be?
工作环境有多好？
What will the working conditions be like?
我配有多高？
How high is my salary?
离家我多家有多近？
How close is it to my home?
难道这是服侍神决定的条件吗？
Are these the conditions that are the standards that we have in deciding whether to work for God?
如果这是服侍神决定的条件，我们是找到一个工作，不是在服侍神。
If we use these standards to determine whether to work for God, then we have only found a job. This we have not decided to serve God.
当我们在服侍神的时候。
When we decide to serve God,
最后一个动机就是神本身。
Our final goal is God Himself.
这一种的动机最纯正，这一种动机也最有力量，也最经得起考验。
This motivation is the motivation to serve God, for God's sake is the strongest, and it is for our ultimate goal.
有一次美国总会在 interview 神学生。
One time the USGA was interviewing the potential TTP students.
我就看那些神学生的回应。
I was analyzing the responses by the theological students.
啊，那个时候还不是神学生，而是在报名而已。
I'm sorry, the candidates for theological study.
让我们受感动啊！啊，在面试的时候，竟然流眼泪下来。
When I read the response, I was very touched and I began to cry.
不是我，是那个人。
The person reviewing the candidates' applications was very touched by the response and began to cry.
其实。他们在社会都有很好的工作，不是没有工作跑到教会来应征的。
The candidates had a very good job in the world, but thus they were willing to give it all up to serve God.
那他们来教会服事，有的只收到一半，有的甚至三分之一或四分之一的收入。
And for the candidates to serve God, they would have to give up from a half to a quarter of their salaries.
那竟然一个人不会觉得很委屈，竟然会流眼泪。
And so who would not feel touched by this and would not weep?
这个服事是很纯正的。
And this is a very, a true attitude of serving God.
是神在感动他。
And this God had, touched these candidates.
所以今天如果我们每个人的灵性往上提升，
If every one of our spirituality is elevated,
真的能够看到神的荣耀，
And can see the glory of God,
教会不会找不到人做圣工的。
The church will never be able to, will always find somebody to serve God.
大家很喜欢做圣工，而且做得很愉快，而且非常的积极。
Everyone would be very joyful and willing to serve God, and they would serve God with a lot of energy.
所以有时候我们在教会里面所谓的人事管理，真的跟社会不太一样。
We can see that in serving God and also caring for God's church is very different from caring for the outside world.
因为我们在教会是服侍神。
Because in the church we are serving God.
所以我们在教会的人事管理最重要不是什么规章细则这些东西。
Thus, when we serve God in the church, we're not concerned about the physical or the logistic matters.
这个是管外面的。
This is only serving the outward appearance.
最重要是一个人的心。
The most important matter is the matter of a person's heart.
我们今天服侍神，是不是神在感动我们？
When we serve God, is it because God is moving us?
我们对神有没有一种敬仰跟敬畏的心？
Do we serve God with a heart of reverence and also of willingness?
如果我对神真的很羡慕，
if we really wish to be like God,
他的荣耀真的吸引我，
if His glory really attract us,
神真的很伟大，我很敬畏他。
And if God is so great that we wish to revere Him,
这些外面的规则细条，这些等于都没有用。
Then all the attractions from the world is going to be worthless.
因为这个动机是在里面的。
Because the motivation comes from within.
我每天做工就是我要讨神喜欢。
Every day when we do work for God, we work because we wish to please God.
因为这个神是值得我服侍的。
Because God knows that I do this for Him.
那这样的服事就很有力量。
And this type of servitude is very powerful.
也真的能够感动神。
And can move the heart of God.
这个就是我们教会里面走的方向。
This is the direction that the church will move in.
因此这个第一章啊，以西结看到荣耀，第二章神就开始跟他讲话。
In chapter 1, Ezekiel saw the glory of God, and then in chapter 2,God spoke to Ezekiel.
我们看第二章第二节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 2.
他对我说话的时候，灵就进到我里面，使我站起来。
Verse 2. Then the Spirit entered me, and when He spoke to me, and set me on my feet.
我便听见那对我说话的声音。
And I heard Him who spoke to me.
你看，这个有一个连续的动作。
And we can see the consequence of the action.
他对我说话，灵就进去。
When he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me.
那灵进去，我就听见他对我说话的声音。
And when the Spirit entered me, I heard him who spoke to me.
可见说一个人对神的呼召，要听得懂，他必须有神的灵进到他里面。
In order for a man to understand the calling of God, he requires the Spirit of God to enter him.
有神的灵进到他里面，常常是因为有神的话先感动他。
For the spirit of man to enter him, it's usually because the word of God has first moved him.
那他对神的呼召就很清楚，听得懂。
And as a result, this man will have a very clear understanding from the, of the calling of God.
所以我们每一次要征召工人，都有贴布告的人在那里，不晓得多少人看过。
When we wish to ask for holy workers, we have sent out flyers and advertisements, and we don't know how many people have looked at, read them.
每个字我都懂。
Every word we, on the flyer we have understood.
每一句我都懂。
Every phrase in the advertisement we understand.
内容我都知道。
And we understand its content.
但这跟我没有关系。
But it has nothing to do with me.
大部分人都这样啊。
And this is the majority reaction.
但是为什么就有人觉得说这个跟我有关系？
But why is it that some people have that feeling that this job is calling to me?
第一个就是他有神的话在里面，他有那个属灵的价值观在里面。
Because the word of God is in him, and he understands the value of the Spirit.
他知道服侍神的价值。
He understands the value of serving God.
第二个有神的灵进到他里面。
Secondly, the Spirit of God has entered him.
就是感动他。
And has moved him.
所以他看到这个，他就会觉得是透过这个在呼召我。
Because the Spirit is moving him, when he reads the job announcement, he feels that the God is calling to him.
所以有时候我们在教会在征召工人哦，真的也不能太勉励，不用人的方法去勉励。
That's when we are asking for workers in the church, we cannot use the methods of man.
爸爸说，哎，小孩子，你去当传道。
The father will tell the child, son, go become a minister.
哎，先生对太太对先生说，去吧。
And the wife will tell his husband, go become a minister.
当然这都很好啊，有奉献的心呢。
Of course, this is good because we're willing to make the offering.
但是这不够好。
But this is not good enough.
为什么？
Why?
因为要服侍神的人本身没有感觉到这件事情是从我内心里面有神的感动。
Because in each of these circumstances, the person has not felt the calling of God.
所以这个神的灵进去，他话就听得懂。
When the Spirit of God enters the man's heart, he will understand God.
所以这个是我们整个教会带领的方向。
And this is also how the church was led.
比方说我们在学生联恩会，在 NYTS 鼓励这个青年啊，要进到属灵的深处去祷告。
Whether it's the student spiritual convocation or the National Youth Theological Seminar, we encourage the students to pray and enter the Spirit.
当他祷告到他已经跟神非常靠近的时候，
when the students pray to the point they feel that they're very close to God,
你就发现他会感觉到他的人生目标很清楚。
The student will then feel that his purpose and his goal is very clear.
他在做任何一个人生的计划都跟神有关系。
Everything he does in his life will be centered on God.
所以有一个信徒，我问他说：“哎，那你为什么要当老师？”
One time I asked a member, "Why do you want to be a teacher?"
他说：“世界上职业这么多，你怎么要把当老师？”
There are so many other occupations in the world. Why did you become a teacher?
他说：“我当老师夏天差不多有两三个月。”
Because I have about 2 or 3 months of summer vacation.
那冬天有一个月假期。
And in the winter, I have about a month vacation.
我有很多时间来做圣工。
And as a result, I have a lot of time to do holy work.
所以当一个人跟神很靠近的时候，
when man and God become very close,
你就发现他在选择职业，甚至在选择科系，甚至在选择住的地方的时候，都是在回应神对他的旨意。
When man and God are very close, when the man chooses his occupation, his studies, and where he and his place of residence, he will find that he thinks about God. He put God in the center.
甚至在婚姻的选择上，也在考虑上，这对会不会对我的服事有帮助？
And when he considers his marriage, he will think, will this marriage add to my enhance my servitude?
所以这个灵一进去，他就听见那位对我说话的声音。
When the Spirit enters a man, the man will then be able to hear God.
因此，在我们教会里面，真的不需要忧虑没有工人，也只要鼓励大家进到灵的深处祷告，他直接跟神连在一起，工人一堆。
Thus, in the church, we do not have to worry about whether there will be enough workers, but rather we should encourage all the members to elevate their spirituality into the Spirit. Once it's in the Spirit, they will naturally want to work for God.
但是如果没有走这个方向，
but if we do not walk in this path direction,
那就会很难了。
Then we'll find it very difficult.
所以以西结就听到神对他讲话的声音。
As a result, Ezekiel then had to listen to the voice of God.
第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他对我说，人子啊，我差你往悖逆的国民以色列那里去，他们是悖逆我的，他们和列祖违背我，一直到今天。
Verse 3, and he said to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me.
现在特别讲哦，我要差你到那个悖逆神的以色列百姓那里。
In the beginning, God specifically told Ezekiel that he is going to send them to Israel, a rebellious nation.
这个表示这个工作很难做。
This tells Ezekiel that this work is very difficult.
如果他们很顺服神，
If these people were very obedient,
他们很尊重神,
if they revered God,
你去, 他们就把你尊重像天使一样,
then when you go to them, they will elevate you like to the status of an angel.
那这个做圣工没有困难啊。
There's no difficulty in the holy work.
那既然是你要到悖逆的民当中去,
but rather you need to go to a rebellious nation.
既然他们不听神,
they do not listen to God,
他也不会听你,
thus they will not listen to you.
所以第七节。第三章第七节
And then thus we go to chapter 3 verse 7.
以色列家却不肯听从你，因为他们不肯听从我。
In verse 7, but the house of Israel will not listen to you because they will not listen to me.
原来以色列全家是额坚心硬的人。
The house of Israel is very evil and rebellious and stubborn.
我们大家知道最困难是什么。
We know that what is most difficult.
最困难是改变人的心。
The most difficult thing is to change the heart of man.
这个很难啊。
It is very hard.
每一次想要改变谁都会失望。
Every time, we will always fail when we try to change somebody.
所以你不要想说我结婚以后我要改变我太太，很难啊。
So don't go into a marriage thinking you can change your wife.
结婚以后才来改变你太太，那个十字架有时候背了一生还背不完啊。
If you go into a marriage thinking you'll change your wife, it's a cross that you will never finish bearing.
有时候这个小孩子想法生活已经定型了，你很难改变，除非真的神怜悯。
And when you have a child, some of the ways of the child is set since birth, and you will not, and unless through the mercy of God, you will never change this child's mind.
为什么改变人很难？
Why is it so difficult to change a person?
因为我们改变自己都不简单。
Because it's difficult to change ourselves.
所以怎么有办法改变人？
So how can we change somebody else?
但是现在神叫以西结去的，就是要改变那个不敬畏神、不听神的话的人。
But now God wants Ezekiel to go and change the heart of Israel who does not revere and obey God.
这个很难啊。
This is difficult.
所以第二章的第六节。
That's what, and let's read chapter 2, verse 6.
人子啊，虽有荆棘跟棘藜在你那里，你又住在蝎子中，总不要怕他们，也不要惧怕你的他们的话。他们虽然悖逆之家，还不怕不要怕他们的话，也不要因他们脸色惊慌。
Verse 6. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns are with you, and you dwell among scorpions, do not be afraid of their words or dismay by their looks, though they are a rebellious house.
这个工作环境真的不好啊，有荆棘跟棘藜。
We can see the conditions of this work is very bad because there are briars and thorns.
这个荆棘跟棘藜就是你踏到它会刺你。
With briars and thorns means that when you step on them, they will stab you.
但是有蝎子你一靠近它就咬你，主动咬你，你不需要踏到它。
And with scorpions, you don't even need to approach a scorpion. The scorpion will come to you and sting you.
因为以色列家是极其悖逆的。
Because the house of Israel is very rebellious.
这工作很难做。
And as a result, the work is very hard.
有时候我们去访问信徒。
Thus, when we go visit members,
对对，住址也对，全部都对啊。
The address is correct, everything is correct.
按门铃，就开了一个缝。
And when we ring the doorbell, the man opens the door.
一看到你教会来，砰，又关上去，头差一点的被碰到。
And when this person sees that you're from the church, he slams the door in your face.
他已经没有神的爱在里面了。
He no longer has the love of God in his heart.
看你不但没有属灵的感情，而且觉得你在烦恼他。
That he no longer has the spirit moving in him, and he feels like you're just annoying him.
有时候你打电话。
When you call him.
听到你是教会的，叩一下怪断了。
When he hears you from the church, he just hangs up on you.
所以我们在做圣工确实有很多的困难。
Thus, when we serve God, we will encounter many difficulties.
就在很多的困难当中，就更让我们想到，那我为什么要做？
And in this difficulty, we will then think, what's the purpose of our serving?
所以有一个工人被派到非洲去。
Thus, once there was a worker who was assigned to go to Africa.
那晚上那个犯鬼的人就大声吵闹。
And at night,
犯鬼啊。
The possessed person is within scream.
来敲门。
They will come and knock on the door.
衣服全部都脱光。
That he would strip himself of his clothes.
闹了一阵子，那个工人就躺在床上。我为什么会跑到这里来
？And the holy worker would lie on his bed and think, why in the world am I here?
我在我住的地方不是很好，我怎么会跑到这个地方来弄在弄这个东西呢
？Isn't my home a lot more comfortable?So why am I here dealing with this matter?
所以到最后一个答案是什么？
But what is the answer at the end?
因为神要我来。
Because God wanted me to come here.
所以我就来了。
So I came here.
为什么神要你来？
And why did God want me to come here?
因为神要用你来做他的工作。
Because God wanted to use me to do his work.
所以做圣工一定会有困难。
Thus doing God's work will have its difficulties.
但是在这个工作环境的困难当中，我们还是不会放弃。
But when we have God, when we encounter these difficulties, we will not give up.
所以你看，一个公司，你如果责任很重，一定是配很高。
Normally, when we see that if the work is difficult, the pay is higher.
但是在教会里面，责任很重，配是一样。
But in the church, when we regardless of how difficult the work is, the pay is the same.
那这个动机从哪里来？
So where does the motivation come from?
那个动机就是第一章最后神的荣耀。
And the motivation comes from, and is mentioned in the chapter 1, the last verse of chapter 1, the glory of God.
服侍神的动机就是神本身。
The motivation for doing God's work is God himself.
而不是神要给我什么物质上的报偿。
It's not because God will bless us materially.
那服侍神的赏赐是什么？
So what is the sacrifice we make for serving God?
这我们有时候会这样想。
We will think of this.
服侍神的赏赐是什么？
So what is the price we pay for serving God?
我们现在看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 6.Verse 16.
第四章十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
所以我们不上胆，胃体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。十七节。
Verse 17.
我们这自战自轻的苦楚，为要我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。十八节。
Verse 18.
原来我们不是顾念所看得见的，乃是顾念所看不见的。因为所看得见是暂时，所看不见是永远的。这个十八节在告诉我们信仰所带给我们价值观的改变。
In verse 18, it speaks of the value of the transformation that we make.
我们不是顾念所看得见。
That we do not serve outwardly.
什么是
for the things which are seen?
所看得见就地上的物质的。
The things that we are seeing are the material in the world.
我们所顾念是看不见的。
But rather we serve for the things that are not seen.
看不见是什么？
What are the things we do not see?
是灵界的。
The things that are not seen are the spiritual world. It's the everlasting life in heaven.
天上的荣耀。
The glory in heaven.
这是永远的。
This is forever.
所以十七节。
And let's read verse 17.
自战自轻的苦楚。
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment.
这个就是神告诉以西结你所要面对的，好像荆棘，好像蝎子。
This is the affliction that God has mentioned to Ezekiel, the briars and the thorns.
要成就极重无比的荣耀。
That it is far, and this working is for us is far more exceeding for an eternal weight of glory.
请问天国里面的荣耀是什么？
So let me ask you, what is the glory in heaven?
天国的荣耀就是神本身。
The glory in heaven is God himself.
所以将来我们到天国，神给我们的赏赐是什么？
So when we go to heaven, then what is the reward we will get from God?
神给我们的赏赐就是神本身。
The reward that we receive from God is God himself.
你可以得到他的荣耀。
You will receive his glory.
你可以面对面看到神。
You will see God face to face.
而且跟他永远在一起。
And you will be with him forever.
这个就是服侍神的荣耀。
And this is the glory of serving God.
所以以西结看到这个意象神就交代他使命。
When Ezekiel saw this, the glory of God, then God laid the condition of his work.
而且告诉他这个服侍神的困难。
And explained to him the difficulty of serving God.
而且带要所需要的牺牲。
And explained to him the sacrifices he will have to make.
真的，后来我们在以西结书先知书里面看到以西的服侍到最后。
And when we go through the book of Ezekiel, we will see that Ezekiel served God to the end.
所以这个神显现的荣耀在他一生所占的分量是何等的重。
And we can see how heavy the impression of God's glory had been made on Ezekiel.
因此圣经里面说保罗上到第三层天。
The Bible mentioned that Paul was elevated to the third heaven.
看过天国，天国隐秘的言语。
And he saw the glory in heaven.
他回来以后看世界好像粪土。
And when he saw when he returned to earth, he saw the world as rubbish.
不是世界没有价值。
It's not that there's no value in the world.
而是他看那个第三层的天的价值是世界没有办法比的。
But rather, when he saw that the value from the third heaven is so great that the value of earth cannot be compared.
那个叫做极重无比的荣耀，就是他在第三层天看到。
And thus the world has the value is incomparable to that of the earth.
那如果有这样的一个盼望
，And if we have this type of hope，
我们大家服侍说，我即使为这福音死也没有关系。
And then when we serve, we were willing to serve to death。
只要成就神给我的托付，死也没有关系。
As long as God will give me his reward, then I will have no problem。
真的，他最后他愿意为福音死啊。
And in the end, Paul did eventually die for the gospel.
不但神的爱感动他。
Not only did the love of God moved him.
因为他看过将来跟神在一起是多么好。
But in addition, he has seen how wonderful it is to be with God eternally.
所以最后他也真的为神，为主耶稣而死。
And thus he, at the end, he did die for God.
所以有时候我们常常发现哦，人活着要做什么？
When we think about our lives, what is the purpose of our lives?
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
这是一个很重要的决定。
This is a very important decision.
有时候我们看到所罗门。
When we look at King Solomon,
我们确实很羡慕他的生活。
I do envy the life that he has lived.
但是所谓的美国梦只不过做一个小小的所罗门。
Even the greatest American dream could only be equivalent to a small part of Solomon's life.
其实保罗的生活是最有意义、最有价值。
But rather, the life of Paul has the greatest value.
但是这需要我们对神有很清楚的认识，对他的荣耀有羡慕，那我们就会一生的努力的去服侍他。
But in order to have a life of Paul, we must have understanding of God's glory and to envy God's glory. And only then we can walk down this path.
我们来唱诗。
Okay, let us sing him. And we will pray.
再换一首。
Let us sing a hymn.
206.
Let's sing hymn 206.
条件相当好。
He was a
四十出头岁，四十多一点。
He was a very educated person. He was his life was very good.
但他一直觉得说。真的没有主耶稣啊，生活实在是没有什么意义。
And he's mentioned that without Jesus Christ, life is meaningless.
他一直说啊，这个不是什么 NYTS， 不是什么讲习会能够教得出来的。
And this is something that NYTS nor a spiritual convocation can teach you.
就是人在生活当中不断的去思考，不断的去感受。
It is something that you must experience in your life and you must meditate on.
你想得越深，到最后结论就会出来。
And the deeper you think about this question, the answer will then come out.
所以有一个传道人说啊，这个青年真的进步很多。
And then, thus a pastor mentioned that this youth has really improved.
真的我们需要有一个属灵的成长。
We must have a spiritual growth.
那这个属灵成长有很多的表现。
Spiritual growth will manifest itself in many ways.
其中一个表现就是对人生的觉悟。
And one way is to have a deeper understanding of man's life.
如果我们没有主耶稣，还觉得很活得很有价值，很有意义。
If we do not have Jesus Christ, yet we think that our lives are very valuable.
这个代表我们的灵性啊，可能还在起步的阶段。
Then it means that our life, our spirituality is still at a very low stage.
但我们灵性越爬越高。
But as our spirituality is elevated and improves,
忽然就发现人生的意义就是因为我们跟神连在一起。
We will find that our lives is the meaning have value when we are connected with God.
我们心里的一切都是为着神的名做的。
And everything in our heart is the direction of our heart is to serve God.
当我们有这样的觉悟。
And when we come to this the idea,
忽然间你发现生活要改变是很简单的。
And we'll find that to change our lives is very easy.
但如果内心没有这样的觉悟。
But if we do not have this in this concept in our heart,
所以常常要勉励啊，这个怎样，你就很难了，因为它里面没有这个觉悟。你外面没有办法勉强。
When we wish to change ourselves, we'll find it very difficult because this concept is in our heart, and we cannot manifest it outwardly.
那这种觉悟就是灵性的一个突破。
And this concept is a breakthrough point in our spirituality.
圣经说黑夜已深，白昼将近了。
So when the Bible tells us that when there's darkness, then light cannot enter.
所以在这个世代啊，我们对生命、对生活需要有一个更清楚的认识，使我们产生一种新的生活方式。
Therefore, in our lives, we must have a new understanding. So therefore, we have a new life.
求主带领我们这两三天的灵恩会。
So let us ask God to guide this the next 2-3 days of spiritual convocation.
能够更加的成长。
So that each one of us may grow spiritually.
一起祷告。
Let us now pray together.